It's November 4th, 2019. It's about 8:40 in the morning. It's November 4th, 2019, about 8:40 in the morning. And the main thing I wanted to talk about in the seven notes, I was thinking about my warning label. That's the main thing. So what happened was I was thinking about how it's the master's craft. I was looking at the notes, and it's really about conversion. And I was looking through my segmented outline, and I talk about, you know, the way I approached the segment or the presentation on a warning label was I have a presentation that's called titled "Proceed with Caution." And when I looked at my segmented outline, I saw that that was the eighth presentation. And it just seemed like to me, for the purposes of full disclosure, that seemed to me like a pretty far into the material before I give the participant, the reader or the listener, or the viewer, a heads up about the purposes of the master's craft, which in the end, I have to say that's conversion. When I, you know, it's to change the course of thought, you change the course of events. The choice of first magnitude, the standard of measure, you know, every approach that I take to this, it's all predicated on a conversion. And so, you know, I was looking at the casting of spells and the casting of roles and the power of suggestion. You know, that's kind of all comes under that heading. If someone accepts the premise of the suggestion, then they're cast into a role that supports that premise. And when I was looking at my cardstock notes, I had in there that where we really see this used, you know, when I think, let me see, how can I say this? The primary way that we're exposed to this is in advertising. You know, we're, you know, every time, you know, that's part, it's how the master's craft is being used in marketing and advertising and promotion. They're fundamentally trying to convert someone from using or purchasing one product to purchasing another product, or just purchasing a product in the first place, or from using one service to changing to using a different service provider. And I mean, it's even, you know, honestly, it's even all the way, drill all the way down to political and religious belief systems. You know, they're trying, you know, I mean, conversion is a fundamental aspect of what do they call that, evangelism. You know, to go out and evangelize, you're trying to convert, you know, they become a convert to your religious order. So, anyway, I just felt like that since that really is the purpose of the master's craft, I felt like I should make that, I should bring that forward in the very first presentation. You know, I looked at the segmented outline, and the proceed with caution presentation is the eighth, and I think that's too far into the material before I reveal and disclose that primary purpose of the master's craft. It needs to be done up front, to be genuine with to be genuine with my fellow participants, my fellow mates, shipmates, so to speak. So I think that's primarily, what I want to address as part of that first presentation. It's just going to be, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. I want to make it very concise, but I want the, I wish to share that exposure to this material. That is the purpose of the material itself. And I think before they go into any of the additional presentations, that's something I want to share with them up front. I feel that's important for the purposes of a warning label, of them understanding up front that, it's like Mr. one of my clients, when we were talking about some of the concepts that I'll be speaking to in my material, he said, "You're blowing my mind." And I think that goes back to, in some respects, it kind of is related to the divine discontentment. If someone is content, and all I'm going to be accomplishing is stirring them up to a whole lot of work that maybe they're not interested in doing, it is to stir one another up to love and good works. I mean, it is the conditioning. It is our privilege and responsibility to do just that, to stir one another up to love and good works. And I want to do the best job I can at that. But I want them to know up front that that is what my purpose is, to give them a forewarning in case that's not something they want to be exposed to. I think that's fair. I think that's what it's about. I do want to do a good job at what I'm, my chosen discipline. But I don't want others to haphazardly be introduced to the material and, find that they're already down the path before they realize that this path isn't really what they were looking for right now. I don't want to entrap them. And that's exactly what I kind of feel like. I think the master's craft, the whole point of casting of spells, it's primarily we're primarily exposed to it now in advertising and promotion. The purchasing of goods and services or political views or religious beliefs. That's the primary, well, really, the primary, I think the primary area, especially in, the retail capitalist consumer model, the primary area that we're exposed to the master's craft is in advertising and marketing and promotion. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm going to be using, I want to make use of the same craft, but for different purposes. But I want them to know that up front. I want them to be aware of of the dynamics that are involved in the casting of spells and the casting of roles, and make them aware of how it's being used by other interests. But I also want them to understand that I'm also using it, but be clear on my interests of the purposes that I'm using it for. And I was looking at I have a visual aid that is entitled The Master's Craft, and it depicts the acting captain, the bridge function acting captain, with his hand on the tiller, what I'm calling the tiller of the world. And you have the fulcrum, and the load is the world, the change the course of thought, the change the course of events. And so I'm thinking in that initial presentation that, along with mentioning the art and science of the craft, the art and science of crafting yourself and the world around you, which is what I'm calling the master's craft, and mentioning how we're primarily exposed to the utilization of the craft. I'm going to have to, I can see how I'm going to have to make first mention of the bridge function. And I don't know if I'll be making, going into detail about the acting captain, although I think I'll have, I'm thinking about using this visual aid in that very first presentation. And since it's part of the content of the visual aid, I will probably make mention of what I mean by acting captain, but no detail. It's just a quick overview and introduction to what I mean by the master's craft and how we're currently exposed to the utility of it, for other purposes. And I think at that point to also make clear of what my purpose is in the way I intend to expose it, first off, and secondly, in my opinion, what I suspect, you see, that's what it comes down to, that what's the highest or what's the greatest, what's, let me see, how can I say that? What is the most valuable use of the discipline of the craft? What is the most value additive and therefore beneficial use of the master's craft? And really, that comes down to the dynamics of the worldwide reality game, of game theory, to understand, the conflict of forces and human conflict and how the dynamics of competing ideologies play out on, on the playground, on the playing field. So, I had a couple few false starts when I started making these notes, and I know they're still really rough, but I just wanted to capture that I really think there's value in being in full disclosure, and I think there's no better place for me to start with this first presentation than to really go to the core of what the master's craft is about, how the craft is being utilized, and therefore, kind of how we're most exposed and most influenced by the use of the craft currently, and what my purposes in exposing this revealing glimpse of what the master's craft is about and how it's being utilized, and perhaps in some respects, who is utilizing it to their ends, for their purposes, and how I intend to use it, and the purposes for which I intend to use it. Anyway, I think that's pretty much all I wanted to get down this morning. Signing off.